Hello, and welcome to this audiobook based on the ebook entitled A Flicker of Hope, Finding Hope in a Desperate Situation. Copyright and disclaimer information is available for your review in the ebook. This presentation is laid out as follows. It begins with an introduction, then 9 chapters, and a conclusion. So with that, let's get started with the introduction of A Flicker of Hope. Introduction. Now this is a guide about hope, but we need to definitely get some things out of the way first. To become better men and women, to overcome life's challenges, and to achieve our dreams isn't easy. The only real proven way to do all these things and more is to deal with reality the way it is, not the way we would prefer it to be. This doesn't mean we accept it or let it change us for the worse. It simply means we acknowledge what we are up against. Don't let reading these things bring you down. Every great adventure you've ever read about or seen in a movie has involved the hero overcoming against great odds, hasn't it? That's what getting the life you really want is, a great adventure. And one can succeed through courage, hard work, willpower, and most of all, hope. On to the harsh reality of the world. You must give yourself the reason why. We all have inspirations, and most people who really succeed to amazing degrees have had at least one mentor along the way. This doesn't change the fact that no one, absolutely no one but yourself, will give you your reason why to pull yourself away from the pack. The harsh reality of the world is that we must internally drive ourselves ultimately. External sources can help, but we are responsible to ourselves first and foremost. There are systems in place to keep people average. The true nature of the world is abundance. There's more than enough for everyone, and more to go around. And this is a mindset that needs to be adopted. This doesn't change the fact that closed-minded and selfish people have set up systems that preach the gospel of limitation near and far. The harsh reality of the world is if you overexpose yourself to too much of the wrong types of television, read too much of the wrong types of newspapers or websites, or pay too much attention to the words of the wrong people, you will end up believing in these limitations. These things kill hope, and hope is the fuel that will carry us forward. Breaking free isn't easy. If it were easy to step outside of the box and achieve all of our dreams, you would see many more happy people around, wouldn't you? It has been done, it can be done, and it will be done. But in the vast majority of cases, breaking free and living happily in abundance takes time, takes building up forward momentum, and maybe, most of all, takes the ability to maintain hope in even the worst of situations. No, breaking free isn't easy. But once you do it, it is worth every ounce of energy you spend to achieve your goals. Once again, life is an adventure and a challenge. Accept it and face it head on. And the harsh realities, come what may, won't ever surprise you. Sounds tough? It can be. But with enough hope and a few other tools, anything is possible. This guide will help provide you with those tools. I have all the faith in the world you will turn hope into opportunity and opportunity into success. Let's go forward and turn the flicker of hope into the flame of accomplishment together. Chapter 1. Rock bottom? There is hope. If you read lots of success stories, and we'll get into a few later in our guide, something becomes blindingly clear. Sometimes the most powerful inspiration can be absolute desperation. When we've lost nearly everything, when things practically become a matter of life and death, a mental switch ignites in many of us and miraculous things happen. What I'm saying is if you feel like you've hit, or you're close to hitting rock bottom, keep your chin up, because this may be the springboard you need to smash your way to success. No job, zero in the bank account, and relationship turmoil all around? Stop thinking of this as failure. This could be the catalyst you need to change for the better. There absolutely is every reason to have great hope in this situation. Here's how you can use rock bottom to your advantage. With these strategies in mind, you will never look at rock bottom the same again. The Power of Nothing to Lose. When you have near nothing, the amount of energy this frees up is immense. This allows you to do things if you were more stable, you'd find impossible. There's countless stories of business success that were launched by guys sleeping on beaches at night, studying in the library during the day, and launching their first affiliate site with money they panhandled on the street. Don't underestimate the power of nothing to lose. It could be your first springboard to success. Play the frame game. Rock bottom only handcuffs you when you allow it to. When you think of rock bottom as a reason to despair, your psychic sensor is sure to kick in and works against you. However, if you force yourself to think of rock bottom as a great opportunity, it can be a huge motivator. In neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, which basically is an advanced set of strategies to make the most out of your mind, this is called reframing a situation. Try it. It changes lives. Set big goals. One of the things that's both mysterious and inspiring about hitting rock bottom is the effect it has on setting and accomplishing goals. With little comfort zone available, big goals become as easy to aim for as small ones, since your number of distractions have become so limited. Set big goals from rock bottom. Keep hope in your heart, and you may shock yourself by achieving them and more. Have faith, set big goals, and take action. You may end up thanking rock bottom one day. If you feel like you're at rock bottom, take a few deep breaths, splash some water on your face, and center yourself. I've been there, and bounced back, and so have many, many others. You can and will too. There is hope as long as you have the will to think differently, take action, and move forward. Don't fall into the temptation of feeling sorry for yourself, because that is sure to keep you stuck. Even rock bottom offers its own special kind of hope, and if you're there, don't worry. Apply yourself, and you won't be for long. Chapter 2. Laying the Groundwork. Altering Limiting Belief Sets. Our beliefs can either bind us or empower us. Unfortunately, in most cases, our beliefs aren't things we've chosen or thought over carefully, but things we've picked up over the years from a variety of sources that serve to limit our opportunities and potential. Sometimes, our limiting beliefs even do a good job of killing our passion and hope. The good news is that we can alter our beliefs with just a little work and with new beliefs that reinforce our passions and goals, the sky is the limit. How do we change our beliefs? Follow these simple steps. Step 1. Identify your limited beliefs. This is where it starts. If you can't identify something, it's next to impossible to intentionally change it. Where do we begin with our limiting beliefs? Consider the I am statements you catch yourself making or thinking. Many of these have been carried with us from childhood and picked up by less than the perfect situations that come with growing up. Do you catch yourself saying or thinking, I am stupid, I am a failure, or I am unlucky, or maybe worse? These are deep limiting beliefs that need to be transformed if you want to achieve your dreams. Here's a winning strategy. Instead of considering beliefs true or false, identify them as useful or not useful. If your beliefs help you move towards your goals, they're useful. If they slow you down, they are not useful. Identifying your limiting beliefs is the first step in replacing them. Pick one, and let's get started. Step 2. Choose a more empowering belief. This step doesn't require very much explanation. Once you've identified your limiting belief, What is appropriate to replace it with? If your old belief it was, I am always going to be poor, why not replace it with, I have unlimited potential to become wealthy? Or, if your old belief were, I am stupid, why not replace it with, I can learn anything I need to in order to be happy and successful? I think you get the idea. Step 3. Cut the emotional ties to the limiting belief. Quite often, we maintain limiting beliefs because we have hidden emotional ties to them that offer a kind of subconscious comfort state we habitually fall into. For example, when we think, I am stupid, it could remind us of when our mother called us dumb and bring us back, in a way, to our childhood years. This is a kind of emotional payoff for accepting the limiting belief. The big question is it worth it? In most cases, if not all cases, it isn't. Once you are clear about what emotional payoff you are getting from the limiting belief, and you are able to acknowledge you are losing out on the exchange, you have come a long way towards overcoming it. Clarity and understanding are your friends when you are building hope towards a better future. Step 4. Establish proof for your new belief. Now, the final step is establishing as much emotionally charged proof to yourself as possible for your new belief. This will allow it to manifest powerfully. Take your time with this. The more proof, the better. Here's another example. If your limiting belief were, "I am ugly," going over all the times you have attracted interesting people or have been complimented on your looks to affirm your new belief, "I am attractive." This formula applies no matter in what area the old and new beliefs fall. You are now ready to start altering your limiting beliefs and building the foundation of the new you. Don't hesitate. Take action. Chapter 3. Dream big. What you can believe, you can achieve. Hope and belief come hand in hand. Once you believe it, you can achieve it. You may have heard something similar to this before, but I cannot affirm to you enough that this is not just another cliche. It is absolutely true. What's just as true is that the bigger dreams you believe in and pursue, the much bigger accomplishments you are sure to achieve. Big dreams equal big opportunities, equal big successes. When you have big dreams, you have plenty of reason to be hopeful. Let's dig deeper. Dream big, don't sell yourself short. Here is one of the secrets of both beliefs and goal setting. If you set small goals, even if you do achieve them, you may never make it to see your real dreams accomplished. Now, on the other hand, if you set big goals, if you dream big, when you drive yourself towards them, you are very likely to also accomplish your smaller goals along the way. Don't sell yourself short. Dream big and chase those dreams. Believe and find a way. The mind, as we've already seen in our chapter about limiting beliefs, can be quite a remarkable thing both for good and for bad. One of the most impressive qualities the mind has to help us is to consciously and subconsciously aid our accomplishing anything we truly believe we can do. This is why, if you ever watch something like a world champion weightlifter before trying to set a new record, you will see his coaches yelling at him to affirm how easy the lift is. If they were yelling, "You can't do it, you're weak," what do you think his chances of success would be? This principle applies to all areas of life and all goals, small and large. If you believe, you are much more likely to achieve. Belief energizes intent. Our intention to achieve our goals and the importance of our understanding of what those goals are can't be understated. But the belief that we can achieve them is the energy and the fuel that supercharges the whole process. If you had to pick one of these areas to focus on, 100% belief you can really accomplish your big dreams is a choice that would probably reward you the most. Positive self-talk builds belief. One of the best ways to build belief is to engage in positive self-talk and affirmations. The more you hear something, the more likely you are to believe it. As an experiment, try saying, "I am happy, healthy, and bound for success," a few times first thing in the morning and again before bed. Give it a few weeks and watch the results. Now, you may have noticed our last two chapters have been dedicated to different aspects of how our beliefs affect our reality. When we are mustering up our hopes to make a change in our lives, few things are more important than our beliefs. When we have mastered the art of believing in ourselves and our positive qualities, much of our battle is already won. Our hope is then based on something that can really see it through until the end. Chapter 4. Great Stories of Hope. From Hope to Inspiration. Have you ever thought of any of the backstories of the people you look up to and admire? Contrary to what some may claim, a great deal of very, very successful people come from backgrounds where if they didn't have hope, they would have hardly made it to where they are today. If you are ever feeling a bit down, like the deck is stacked against you, think of these stories of hope for inspiration. Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's hard to think of a man who has had more across-the-board success than Arnold. Considered by most as the greatest professional bodybuilder who has ever lived, a wildly popular action movie star, a congressman, a CEO of several profitable businesses, and a cultural icon. Did you know Arnold came from the most humble of backgrounds? Born in Austria to middle-class parents, his father continuously cut down his dreams and aspirations of coming to America and competing in bodybuilding and eventually becoming an actor. When he did arrive in America, he could hardly speak a word of English and hardly had $10 in his pocket. Slowly but surely, Arnold achieved his goals, never allowing the hope of total success to leave his heart. In fact, he says he never gave himself the luxury of self-doubt for a moment. He saw how far his will and his big dreams carried him, don't we? If Arnold can accomplish all this with no money, hardly understanding English, and few other resources beyond his body and mind, think of everything you can accomplish. Abraham Lincoln. It would be hard to argue against Abraham Lincoln as being the most recognizable and beloved American president. Having ended slavery, he will always be remembered as one of the USA's greatest social reformers and heroic figures in the face of great danger. His story is also one filled with hope and examples of how a man can rise from the very bottom to the top if he believes and commits himself to moving towards forward, despite any failures along the way. In fact, Lincoln failed repeatedly on his path to the presidency. He had lost several elections to Congress and Senate. He saw his business fail, a wife die an early death, and even had a serious nervous breakdown at one point. However, despite this, what he never did was lose hope. That flicker of hope turned into a flame and eventually a presidency that changed both America and the world. Although cruelly murdered for his beliefs, his name will live on and inspire many struggling to succeed against great obstacles for a long time to come. Paul Connolly. Paul Connolly may not flash to mind like Arnold or Abraham Lincoln, but his story is one that shows that literally anything is possible with hope. Paul was abandoned in a dumpster as an infant, found by police, and sent to an Essex orphanage in the UK, where he is from. At the orphanage, he experienced years and years of horrific abuse. Illiterate until the age of 25, Paul worked as a personal trainer and a boxer while learning to read so late in life. In 2012, he released a book, Against All Odds, describing his life and the hope which kept him moving forward despite all odds, which ended up a bestseller. Today, he lives happily as both an author, trainer, and inspirational speaker, living proof that with hope, anything is possible, even under the worst imaginable conditions. These are just three stories of hope and inspiration. Truthfully, I could fill an entire book with them. Will your story be the inspiration for others to push themselves to succeed in years to come? I think it just might. Chapter 5. Avoid Common Stumbling Blocks. When we are trying to use our flicker of hope to ignite and inspire us, it's usually in a challenging time where we have to really work to keep it alive. There's some pitfalls and stumbling blocks that commonly appear and can set us back if we're not careful. If you avoid these mistakes, you will be way ahead of the game, so pay close attention. Negative friends and family. It can be hard enough to stay motivated and hopeful when you are surrounded by positive people. When you are moving in circles where there's lots of negativity towards you or your efforts to achieve your dreams, it can be almost impossible. The solution? Avoid negative people as much as you can. When it's not practical to discuss your plans and actions, if they will not have anything good to say about it. Those types of attitudes are both poisonous and infectious. Steer clear of them at all costs. Not taking enough action. Nothing builds hope like movement and action. This gives the universe a chance to conspire in your favor. Stagnation breeds depression. Be sure you don't make the mistake that many who attempt to change their lives do. Too much reading, thinking, and talking, and not enough action. Many times, doing things which don't seem to accomplish much are far better than doing nothing at all. At least you have new feedback to work with and know what not to do again. Unclear goals. Really proper goal setting is a subject so wide it's a bit beyond our scope here, but one key principle needs to be stressed. Be clear about what you want. Fuzzy or wishy-washy goals are hard for the mind to wrap around. Do you wish for more financial success? Set a dream big goal of being a millionaire, certainly, but also set monthly and quarterly goals, even if they are as simple as find a job this week and start saving money to launch a website. Not finding a mentor. Now, in the digital age, you don't need someone right next to you to help you and hold you accountable. Your mentor can be an online friend or teacher. The point is that you have someone you can talk to about any challenges you may be facing who has been in similar situations and succeeded. If you begin without one, be patient. But when they appear, embrace them and don't be too proud to learn from those with more experience than you may have. Impatience. It's very rare for someone to be able to achieve huge goals or make life-changing shifts in their behavior overnight. It's possible, but very rare. What's much more common is the need to lace up your boots, tighten your belt, and work long and hard to see your dreams become reality. This means not losing hope at the first sign of a delay. Patience can be golden. These are some of the common stumbling blocks I've seen when helping people achieve their goals. I've experienced most of them myself at one time or another. Do you have what it takes to stay focused and not let these types of things slow you down? I think you can do it. Chapter 6, The Difference Between Hope and Optimism. It's easy to confuse the words hope and optimism. The truth is, they mean two very different things. A person who is full of hope and a person who is full of optimism are really viewing the world from perspectives that only share slight similarities. It's my opinion, if you are chasing real dreams you hope to see manifest into reality, a hope-centered worldview will carry you much, much further. Let's explore the differences between hope and optimism. Hope is reality-based. Optimism is fantasy-based. This difference alone carries so much weight it can mean the difference between you meeting your goals or staying stuck where you are. An optimistic views the world in positive terms no matter what, despite what his eyes see occurring right in front of him. He thinks everyone has good intentions, all things are working in everything's best interests, and so on. This is clearly divorced from reality. A person with hope accepts the world and its people for who they really are, but has the inner belief that these types of things can be overcome. Hope is active. Optimism is passive. A person filled with hope doesn't wait for things to fall into their lap and change their situation. They know hard actions are going to be required to make their hopes become a reality. Most optimists think things will work out regardless of their taking action or not. Clearly, this is a recipe for stagnation at best and failure at worst. Hope is sustainable. Optimism runs out. Hope is based on real principles that we can see working in front of our eyes. Be hopeful, take action, and the results will often favor you. This makes hope not only sensible, empowering, but also sustainable. Optimism runs out when the blind faith in everything turns out well doesn't manifest. For most people, this makes it a very, very unsustainable belief system. When a set of ideas is disproven on a daily basis, it's hard to stick with. Being filled with hope doesn't have this issue in the least. It's based on truth and honesty. Hope meets challenges head on. Optimism pretends they don't exist. Think of the analogy of a football team preparing for a big game. The coach and his players are filled with hope, but they still develop a plan to face their opponents that acknowledges if they are unprepared or unfocused, they could well end up losing. Now, think of a coach and his players who just know they will win no matter what. Do you think they're going to prepare and focus as well? This is what over-optimism offers. Which team would you rather be on? Which coach would you rather have leading you? It's pretty clear hope and optimism are worlds apart, and I hope this has cleared up the definitions of both a bit for you. Fill your heart with hope, and you will be ready to meet life head on. You will also be able to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and jump right back into the fight should you stumble. There's no false promises or fake promises, just a winning way of approaching life that can help all of us achieve our dreams. Chapter 7, leaving your past in the past. A big secret of creating a compelling future is knowing when to leave the past in the past. Too many people find themselves caught up in replaying past problems, getting caught up in old issues, and otherwise sabotaging their chances of achieving their big dreams. Don't be one of those people. These tips will certainly help. Accept your past and be thankful. There's a certain magical force in the power of absolute gratitude. This means taking a look at your past, both good and bad, and be thankful for it. Remember, even the worst things you have experienced have contributed to the person you are today. When you accept it all and are thankful for it, ties are cut and it all loses power over you. Break with negative people. Some old influences are hardly good ones. Sometimes this is hard to accept, but once you do, often the best move you can make is break with them. This doesn't have to be explosive and dramatic. Slowly distancing yourself until you are clear from them can often be the best stress-free alternative. This opens up space in your life for interesting new people to take their place. Focus on the present and future. Energy follows attention. The more you think about the now, believe me, there's plenty of books on that subject should you need one, or plan for the future, the less energy you will be sending into past mistakes and issues. This is wise, since the past can't be changed, can it? Work on yourself. One of the best ways to leave the past behind is to work hard on building a better you in the present. Nothing inspires hope like going to the gym and seeing yourself become more strong and fit, returning to school to pursue a dream, or to throw lots of effort into a new hobby you always wanted to explore. By making today's you an improvement over yesterday's you, the temptation to look backwards will be replaced with strong hope for the future. Take more risks. One sure way to break yourself from the habit of looking backward is to challenge yourself to take more chances now. There's something about risk-taking, safe risk-taking, of course, which brings one into the present quickly and efficiently. Do it enough, and the past doesn't seem anywhere near as fascinating anymore. Try it. Cultivate new loves. Now, I'm not suggesting if you're in a relationship to start a new one, but if not, keep an eye open for new love. Love has a way of closing doors behind us. Does this have to be romance? Absolutely not. Many find a puppy or kitten a great way to inject new, fresh energy into their home and lives. They aren't called man's best friends for nothing. Once the baggage of the past is left in the past and stops haunting you today, I think you will be amazed at how much new energy you will find available to help you build momentum towards your future. Expect the flicker of hope to get much, much brighter. Chapter 8. Incorporating hope into your daily life. Hope isn't just something to embrace for our long-term or short-term goals. It's also something we should be striving to incorporate into our daily lives. It can make us happier, more efficient, and much more likely to achieve our dreams. The more hopeful we are every day, the more this will carry over into everything we do. Here's some ways to incorporate hope into your daily life. Help someone. Whenever we help someone, even in a small way, it sends a message to ourselves that if there's hope for that person, there is also hope for us as well. Take the opportunities as they present themselves to help those less fortunate than you, maybe, and don't be surprised when you feel yourself becoming more and more filled with hope every day. Give up the victim card. When you refuse to think of yourself as a victim and accept total responsibility for yourself, every hour of every day of your life will change for the better. This is by far one of the most productive things you can do to become more hopeful. Absolutely life-changing. Smile more. It's hard not to be filled with hope when you have a smile on your face. In fact, studies have shown when you smile, it actually triggers a hormonal response that leads to more relaxed spirit. By smiling more, not only will you be more hopeful, you will also help spread a hopeful vibe to those around you. Be grateful. When we express gratitude, hope soars. Express gratitude sincerely whenever you can and watch how lighter your emotional state begins to feel. This is a secret that goes back thousands of years and whole New Age belief systems have been set up around it. Why? Because it works. And works well. Read hope-filled works. Turn off the television for 30 minutes a night and read something that's going to make you feel more hopeful. This could mean a spiritual or religious book for many, but things like self-help or philosophy books can and will work just as well. The main thing is that you recharge your mental batteries with positive energy. Meditate. Meditation is not complicated and can bring with it serious mental and emotional benefits. Even 15 minutes of sitting in silence a day while trying to silence your thoughts can mean all the difference in the world. This is a traditional way of becoming more hopeful and may not be for everyone, but for those who it resonates with, it's pretty hard to top. Exercise. The more fit you are, the more hopeful you will feel. Pick a form of physical activity you enjoy and dive in. Strength, fitness, and health come hand in hand with accomplishing the rest of your big dreams. Trust me. After taking a look at this list, I'm sure you came up with a few ideas of your own. When you combine both sets of ideas, you should have no problem with picking a few of these things a day and applying them to your life. This is what our guide is about, taking action and seeing real change that involves working towards our dreams every day. Chapter 9. Tips to keep the flicker of hope burning every day. We can all attest to the fact that some days we feel much more hopeful than others. Sometimes, things come together effortlessly, while on other times, Murphy's Law strikes us full force, and what can go wrong will. The real secret to using this guide to change your life for the better is mastering the art of keeping the flicker of hope alive, even on the days when it feels like the deck is stacked against you. When you can do that with a smile, expect huge life changes fast. These tips to keep the flicker of hope burning every day will work if you work them. Do you have the courage to keep your chin up and give them a shot? I know you do. Remind yourself the hard times will pass. Sometimes, when we are experiencing some life turbulence, it seems like it will never end. Think about it deeply for a minute, however. How many times in the past has this been the case? Often, our minds play tricks on us and try to convince us a temporary situation is permanent. The solution is to focus on solutions rather than problems, while reminding yourself this low point will be behind you soon. Being solution-oriented will keep your flicker of hope burning bright even in the toughest times. Stay on point. Having a plan every day does something remarkable for most of us. This sense of purpose fights the tendency towards negative thinking and depression. Taking 15 minutes when you wake up in the morning to write a to-do list isn't just a good time management technique. That is also a great motivator. Just remember to keep it simple and have your plan consist of things you can do in most cases. Sometimes things don't work out as we anticipate, but when we see ourselves checking off our list during the day, it sends to our subconscious mind confirmation we are headed in the right direction. That certainly helps keep the flicker of hope alive. Tighten up your diet. When you feel yourself losing hope, here's something you can do to complement the mental strategies I've already mentioned. Clean up the fuel you are feeding your body. Often, when we feel overwhelmed, we don't realize that a great deal of the problem is physical in addition to mental and emotional. Removing junk food and replacing it with more healthy alternatives can often clear up the fog we are feeling in a way that's almost magical. It's so much easier to feel hopeful when our body is treated like a temple rather than a garbage dump. This is one change that once it kicks in will really supercharge all the rest of the methods I've shared with you. If you aren't too up on how to eat healthy, just explore a bit. All the information is out there if you just take a few minutes to look. Consistent effort with a hopeful heart can equal a real transformation. These tips may sound simple, but they will keep you going on the rough days. Pick up enough momentum and don't be shocked when those hard days don't pop up quite so often. Before you know it, you may just leave them behind completely. Conclusion. Start the journey of hope today. Are you feeling full of hope? Good, because I saved the best for last. Thanks for reading so far, but please don't neglect this last chapter. It's probably the most important of them all, because we are about to address the number one problem that kills hope and sidelines the drive to make positive transformation. Can you guess what it is? It's procrastination. The best plan, the best diet, the best exercise program, and on will never do a bit of good until you apply them. The hard truth is that most people, some studies say 90%, who pick up a self-help guide or any sort never make the effort to apply the principles to their lives. Doing the same thing and expecting different results is one of the popular definitions of insanity. How we break free from these traps? The answer is simple, but no easy feat for most of us. The fact is, we need to take immediate and consistent action. And when I say immediate, I mean immediate. Like right now. This prevents our inertia from working against us. Really, even applying one tip you picked up from this whole guide is a good start, and then adding more and more as you go on will come naturally. Nothing builds hope like moving forward. Some encouragement on this front. We may be in the habit of being stuck, but research by behavioral scientists shows that it only takes 21 days to establish new, healthy habits. That means in less than a month of doing the right thing, our subconscious minds will kick in and support us. Think about what great news that is. If you can keep the flicker of hope burning for 21 days while you push forward, you can realistically expect it to turn into a bonfire. The key is to keep moving forward and to keep doing the right things, both big and small. This principle can be applied nearly everywhere in life, from practicing affirmations to not watching so much television, to going to the gym or following a new diet and beyond. A close friend described to me that the effort to make huge personal changes is comparable to a space shuttle being launched. The hard work and most of the energy is spent right at the beginning to get out of the Earth's atmosphere. This is where you need the most fuel. Self-change is the same way. You need to expend the most effort, energy, and fuel in the beginning. And a good deal of the fuel that keeps us going is hope. So make sure it's stocked up. Once we pick up speed, the universe begins conspiring in our favor. The flicker of hope inside is telling you you are capable of so much more. That the life of your dreams can be seized if you have the focus, effort, and willpower to take it. And if you also keep the flicker of hope alive through the rough spots. Hope believes in you, and you should believe in yourself as well. Start the journey today. There's no reason not to. Thanks for taking the time to read our guide, and I'd love to hear any feedback, or even better, your own story of hope. I can tell your best days are ahead. Thank you for listening.